This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. And O.J. Simpson is going to prison. Today, a judge in Las Vegas sentenced him to at least 9 years behind bars. In October, a jury convicted him and a co-defendant on a dozen charges, including armed robbery and kidnapping, all stemming from a botched memorabilia heist in a hotel room off the Las Vegas Strip. NPR's Ted Robbins is at the Clark County Courthouse in Las Vegas. Hi, Ted.
Hi, Alex.
So we're hearing 9 years at least for O.J. Simpson. Can you tell us some of the details?
Right. Both his attorneys, to me, said 9 years before he is eligible for parole. The top would be 33 years. Now, Simpson is 61 years old, so the 33 years would amount, if they deny parole, of course, would amount to more or less a life sentence. His co-defendant, C.J. Stewart, got a slightly less sentence, a lesser sentence, 7.5 years minimum, with 27 years at the top.
Before the sentencing, O.J. Simpson addressed the judge. It was a tearful, kind of rambling statement. Let's take a listen to some of what he said.
You know, I wasn't there to hurt anybody. I just wanted my personal things, and I realized, and I was stupid of me. I am sorry. I didn't mean to steal anything from anybody, and I didn't know I was doing anything illegal. I thought I was confronting friends and retrieving my property. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all of it.
That was O.J. Simpson speaking at a sentencing today. Ted, what about the judge in this case? She's known for giving stern lectures to defendants. What does she have to say to O.J. Simpson?
Well, immediately following that, we're talking about Judge Jackie Glass. She addressed Simpson and she said, when you came in here to this courtroom, I wasn't sure whether you were, this is before the trial, arrogant or ignorant or both, and now I know it's both. She said everything that happened was on tape, and indeed it was played for the jury, the tape of the incident where a group of men came in, two with guns, and demanded that the two sports memorabilia dealers hand over what Simpson says belonged to him. There was a lot of profanity on the tape. Simpson was clearly being belligerent. And she said, look, you can't take property by force. It really doesn't matter what you thought you were doing. And then she said, I want to make it clear, I am not. We'll talk about more about this in a second. I am not sentencing you for what happened 13 years ago, the murder acquittal of his former wife, Nicole, and her friend, Ron Goldman. And so she was not buying any of the remorse in the courtroom.
You mentioned the previous O.J. Simpson trial. Tell us a little bit more about how that came up in today's proceedings.
Well, you know, it's kind of extraordinary that it came up at all, really, if you think about it. This was a man without any prior convictions, and he pretty much had virtually had the book thrown at him for a robbery. I mean, probation, for a guy who had no prior record would have probably been on the table, and it wasn't in this case. So it's hard to, you know, and then to have a judge even say, I'm not considering, you know, the prior case is pretty extraordinary in itself.
Real quickly, Ted, is there any sense if there will be an appeal in the future coming off of this?
Absolutely. They've said that they will file appeal, especially his co-defendant, C.J. Stewart, who wanted a separate trial from the beginning to not be tied to Simpson. Simpson will appeal because he was convicted by a jury which had no African-Americans on it. It's been said all white, but that's not true. There were Hispanics who self-identified as non-white on that panel, and so they'll appeal at least on that, and the kidnapping charges, which were the most severe, may in fact be dropped by the Supreme Court because their lawyers think that they're a bit iffy.
NPR's Ted Robbins, thank you so much.
You're absolutely welcome, Alex.